This is a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast. Catholic Concern for Animals newsletter, March 2022. Written by Chief Executive Chris Fegan. Read by Dr. Gerald Taylor. We are now in the Lenten season, which is normally a time for reflection and preparation for Easter. However, this year's Lenten season has been overshadowed by the war in Ukraine following the invasion by the Russian Federation on the 24th of February and the horrors that have ensued and are continuing to take place. Pope Francis has commented on the war repeatedly, and his latest comments at the time of writing this newsletter can be found at www.vaticannews.va/en. Either by following the links to Ukraine or by searching for Ukraine in the search engine. Catholic Concern for Animals has also made our views publicly known via our own website and social media platforms, and our statement on Ukraine can be viewed at catholic-animals.com. Catholic Concern for Animals has been working with our partner animal advocacy organisations and others to try and do what we can to support the innocent animals caught up in this appalling situation. And we are providing grants from the Phyllis Mary Trust. We must also not forget that there are other conflicts going on in other parts of the world, including Yemen, Afghanistan, Myanmar and Ethiopia, Sudan. And as well as the horrendous loss of human life, there is also an often forgotten tragedy for non-human animals. It seems almost irreverent to discuss our normal work, and especially to talk about good news in such terrible times. But we have recently been working with colleagues at the United Nations, and we were all delighted to play a part in the adoption of the first ever resolution in the history of the UN during the United Nations Environment Assembly 5.2, which was held in Nairobi, Kenya, at the end of February. The resolution is a fantastic and major achievement, and once again more information can be found on the Catholic Concern for Animals website at catholic-animals.com. Catholic Concern for Animals podcast and YouTube. I would also like to remind you that you can now listen to the CCA newsletter by podcast, and this can be found at www.buzzsprout.com or by searching for Catholic Concern for Animals on your favourite podcast provider. The newsletter is now also available in Spanish and French language versions, so if you or a friend, colleague would like a copy of the Spanish or French edition, please let me know at my email address, chrisfegan@catholic-animals.com. That's chrisfegan at catholic-animals.com. Best wishes, Chris Fegan, Chief Executive, Catholic Concern for Animals. That was a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast, read by Dr. Gerald Taylor and featuring the Catholic Concern for Animals newsletter, March 2022. Written by Chris Fegan.